Welcome to the Wealth Decisions Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Muller. I've been in the financial services industry for over 25 years. And what we're going to be discussing in this podcast is just some of the most important wealth decisions that you're going to make along your financial journey. Thanks for listening, and let's dive right into it. You know, they say that the future is created by what you do today, not tomorrow. And the best way to predict your future is by creating it. This first episode is one of the most important wealth decisions that you need to make, because everything else is dependent upon how you do this one thing. And that wealth decision is living within your means. We all feel the pressure to keep up with our friends and neighbors, especially when it comes to shiny new objects. But a rich life is not just about nice things. Although the ads getting us to want this or want that lead us to believe that. No matter what we talk about nowadays, you mention something to a friend and next day you see it come show up on your Facebook feed. They're listening. We can find a balance between a fulfilling life and saving for the future by being clear on what really truly matters to us, both now and in the long run. I grew up with a father who preached this living within your means concept constantly, and he lived by example. I had an older brother, so I got a lot of hand-me-downs growing up. I remember when I was on the Grant photography hockey team when I was young, we wore red and white uniforms, and I had a blue Pro-Tec helmet that was handed down from my brother. Everyone else had red, white, or black helmets. And I guess, the one advantage was that my dad could always spot me on the ice so he could yell, "Hustle! Hustle! Hustle!" When I was in high school, I played tennis and soccer. Now, you know, I grew up in the 90s. That was the era of the mullet. And of course, I sported a pretty nice party in the back, business in the front situation. But I was a huge fan of Andre Agassi at the time. And of course, he sported a mullet and a pretty darn good one. He used to be in this commercial for the Canon Rebel camera. And the tagline or the slogan was, "Image is everything." When I look back at my high school life, I definitely was focused on image. I liked nice things, and I like nice things now. But I've learned through the years that experiences are more important than things. My dad gave me a hard time back then, and he would say things like, "All you care about is what you look like." And he was very disappointed the first time I spent my first paycheck from the county seat on some $70 Jabot jeans and a $50 bum equipment sweatshirt. But I looked pretty cool and tried to fit in with the rest of the cool kids. I also bought the newest Andre Agassi Nike shoes and all the gear so I could play rock and roll tennis just like Andre. Later, after high school, I went through a huge polo phase. I have a friend that used to call me Polo Mula. I think at one point, I think I owned 10 polo branded shirts at $80 a pop. And my dad would always say, "Why would you ever pay $80 for a polo shirt when you can buy one at Kmart for $12? They did last a lot longer and didn't shrink, was my justification. When I started in the financial services industry, I bought some fancy suits and ties, and I even bought some skinny leather suspenders. So I looked like a stockbroker. And I hope those never come back in style because, maybe they never were in style. When you're surrounded by other advisors, successful advisors in the industry, it's a sales job. So you're around other successful people at different levels. And I surrounded myself with very successful advisors. I truly believe in Jim Rohn's philosophy that you become the average of the five people you hang around the most. But I was going on trips I couldn't afford. I bought a nice car that I certainly had no business buying, and I certainly wasn't afraid to spend $100+ at a fancy steak restaurant. It wasn't until I got laid off from a job as a mutual fund wholesaler after my first career as an investment representative for a large brokerage firm that I changed my spending to start living below my means. I had to. I was unemployed. I had a BMW X5 with a really big payment and a townhome mortgage that was definitely too much for me at the time. My brother moved in with me to help pay the mortgage. I sold my beautiful BMW X5 and I bought a used Nissan Xterra with no power windows and no power locks. I was forced to lower my lifestyle and live below my means. I didn't have a choice. As my dad always said, Brian, you always find a way to land on your feet. I eventually started back up at the same firm I left to go to Hartford on Grand Avenue, and I built up a successful office, knocking on doors in the Grand Avenue area until going independent in 2021, only to find out I wasn't really that independent working for someone else. So today, I own my own firm on my own terms. And I've always had the philosophy of paying myself first, even when I was living above my means early in my career as an advisor, which we'll get to more in the second important wealth decision episode. You know, there are all kinds of advice about budgeting out there, but a good rule of thumb to create financial freedom when managing your finances is to limit your debt expenses to 35%. That would be your mortgage, car payments, and other debt. Allotting 25% of your income towards your basic needs, 15% towards having new experiences, because experiences are more than things. And then, depending on whether you want financial security, financial independence, or financial freedom, putting away anywhere from 10 to 30% of your income. I get it. That sounds like a lot, especially 20 to 30% of your income. But if you want financial independence or financial freedom, that's the amount you're going to have to put away, depending on your stage in life, your risk tolerance, and your goals. A simple fact is a lot of us Americans are living well above our means. In fact, I've seen many statistics, but somewhere around 58 to 65% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So where do you find the room? Where do you find the room in your budget to put away 10, 20, 30% of your income? There's obviously many ways you can look at reducing your expenses by just looking at where you're spending money. Most kids nowadays, they want to get a Starbucks every day. Most of those teens are going to have a rude awakening when they're on their own and realize that a Starbucks every day is not going to help them get out of debt or live comfortably. There's something that is called the latte effect. I've talked about it in many seminars over the years. And you look at what it costs to buy a latte each day. Today, it's about $5.50 for a grande at Starbucks. But if you were instead to invest that $5.50 every month, you take what you would spend on a Starbucks and you look at investing that. And over a period of 25 years, with a 10% rate of return, you'll have about $200,000 invested if you put it into the S&P 500, earning 10%. So find out where you're spending money. Are those things bringing you joy? Are they helping you in your life? Are they necessary? Any unnecessary expenses you need to get out of the equation so that you can save for the future. Now, I'm a big believer in living for today as well. I've seen many clients that save, they accumulate all this money, and then they're not healthy enough to enjoy it, or something happens, and they look back at their life and wish they would have done some things. So you have to balance living for today while investing for the future. I sometimes hear people say, well, I just can't afford to do that, or I can't afford this, or I can't afford that. And I get it. It's very expensive to live. I have three children, and every time I go to the grocery store, I don't walk away with a bill less than $300. But a mindset shift needs to take place when you say those words, I can't afford this. You need to shift your mindset and say, how can I afford this? Maybe you need to get a better job. Maybe you need to go back to school and get an education so that you can have more opportunities. Maybe you need to get a side gig. Whatever it is, you have to find a way first to live within your means before you can achieve financial freedom. That's it for today's episode, Wealth Decision Number One, Living Within Your Means. And please share this episode with a friend or family member. If you can, rate this podcast or make a comment in the comment section in Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. And once again, thanks for listening, and I look forward to sharing episode two in the coming weeks. If you'd like to schedule a discovery call with me, you can go to my website at MomentousWealthAdvisors.com, and I'll spend some time to get to know you a little bit and find out if I might be able to steer you in the right direction or help you with your financial future. Thanks for listening to the Wealth Decisions Podcast, and have a great weekend.